Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their mind are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying sign. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's Saturday, October 8th, and until you wake up, they will fight for you. That was written on a piece of cardboard. The beginning of all this, of Occupy Wall Street activists did that for us. Welcome to Here Be Monsters, part of a drum line of radio activists on air supporting the occupations in worldwide cities now and at this time. We're also representing Occupy Palm Beach County or Lake Worth. Always, always, always we are representing an insolid, we don't represent, but we do. We're one of the many Occupy Wall Street. And this is sponsored by Roundtree7.com. And the writers there are the hosts for this solidarity show. I'm Gwendolyn H. Berry. And this is an official boycott of the MSM media. The challenge right now is to calmly, smoothly as possible, bring knowledge to the social consciousness in reporting as much as the social nets feed will allow and what we gather on spot coverage. And we can thank some of our writers for some of that stuff already that's really been wonderful, especially big kudos to Trish Poole, P.E. Nolan. Many thanks for her call in yesterday from Occupied Wall Street. I think we should keep in mind and give it up for the architects, designers, adbusters out in Vancouver for helping to bring so much of this about and helping to develop what has become a brand new resource of finding out what's going on in the world through alternative media, something they're calling citizen journalism. And that's really a lot of what we're practicing right now. It's okay. I've already got Anita Stewart calling to check in from Occupy Tampa. Just 1 minute, Anita. I'm pulling. Okay, you know, Kitchen Sink Production. You with me, Anita?
I'm here.
Great.
How are you doing?
Great.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, we actually had our first meeting of Occupy Lake Worth today, which actually turned in. We were the biggest, well, we're the little activist community. We turned into the biggest turnout of all of the county. So now in Lake Worth, we're meeting for the Occupy Palm Beach County.
Oh, cool.
So that was,
so that's really
cool. We had about, I'd say, close to 300 people show up.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I thought that was pretty good, although I know other cities are doing, I mean, cripe, 10,000 in Portland. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that. That's a huge number. That's amazing.
Yeah, on Friday, yesterday, Friday or Thursday, one of those days. It's written up right now. I need to lock down that source. But, yeah, 10,000 in Portland. And I'm reaching out through OccupyTogether.org. All of the cities are listed. Have you looked at the world map and how many in certain countries?
Yeah, this is catching hold pretty much everywhere.
This is
just amazing that, I mean, we couldn't expect anything less. There's so many people that are in our same boat that have had just about enough. And, you know, the powers that be just continue to disrespect us. I mean, I listened to a great video today by Muse, which was called Uprising. I'm sure some of you have heard it, but I was listening to the lyrics and I was going, oh, my God, this is so true. This is like a call to action. And the song came out in 2009, and I'm going, wow, you know, for them to even get this vibe, you know, they had to be pretty aware back in 2009. But, you know, I've been feeling this discontent for probably close to 10 years ever since election in 2001, you know.
I think a lot of people did, especially Floridian Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like being the horse's ass of the whole thing. But, how is Occupation Tampa doing? How are you all?
Well, they didn't meet today. The General Assembly didn't meet today simply because there was a huge event already planned, which was for the police department. And the police department is right next to Gaslight Park. So they were doing like a run and a bunch of other different things. And to keep on friendly terms, which the police that have been out there really haven't harassed us or done anything. They've really been on our side. And we want to keep...
Yeah, we have that.
Yeah, we want to keep... You know, we don't want to compromise, but we want to keep the good terms and the vibe and the love and all that going. So it's going to have to do with mutual respect. And, you know, I mean, that's what we're doing. We feel that keeping on good terms with them is better than inciting problems. So there's going to be a General Assembly tomorrow at Gaslight Park, and they expect a lot of people to show up tomorrow. So this is going to be a constant thing. I don't know about you, but I'm just so excited about it. I'm just...
It is exciting. Went over today, and I finally, the young lady who is acting as one of the General Assembly organizers, and we did the mic check thing. I guess every group is following the patterns or the protocols of the Wall Street group. And we had a gentleman take the stage today who was from what we called, or what Peter Jennings called, the greatest generation. This guy talked about, you know, he was the head of the retired persons union in South Florida, and his branch of it. And basically, I'm sorry about the beep. He basically got up there and said, you know, we fought to ensure that, you know, the standards of prosperity and life for anyone who wants to apply themselves, you know, basically he gave us the middle class union has built kind of after World War II, we came home and we built the country and we made it prosperous kind of speech. And we never counted on what has happened. It's a complete turnaround of everything. And those of us here are supporting you. And a bunch of older people walked on in, walked on up to the stage. I mean, older people, people in their 80s and 90s. I cried.
Yeah, it's been amazing to see.
So like, moving. It was so
moving.
Yeah,
it's been amazing to see the raging grannies and the granny peace brigade over at Wall Street. I mean, that's been really something just to see that this
and the code
pinkers.
Yeah.
And the media
wants
to keep forcing these memes that it's all young people, and you know, it's not. It's people of all age groups that are fed up that can see. In fact, there was a lady that's a really pretty well known activist, and she has been for a long time, from St. Petersburg. She was at the event on last Saturday, and she was in a wheelchair. No, she was in there Thursday, and she was in a wheelchair, an older lady, probably in her 70s or 80s, I'm not sure which, but she had a big bruise on her face. And I said, she called me over, and I said, oh my goodness, what's wrong? And I was just amazed that she was there in a wheelchair, you know. And she said, oh, I got in a street fight. And I thought, you know, these older people, older than me, are just full of piss and vinegar, and they are ready to go. They are just amped up. What it really was she didn't get in a street fight. It was dental work, but it was still amusing just the same. Because she looked like
yes.
a tough cookie.
Dental work.
Pardon?
Dental work
yes.
did that.
Dental work did that to her, yep. That was kind of
my goodness.
Horrible dental work, if you ask me, but, you know. But, yeah, it was, you know, I thought to myself, they're all full of piss and vinegar. They're ready to go. They remember the old days, and they are ready to go, and they can give good advice and counsel to the younger people that are attending. So it's
yeah.
all good, you know. It's all good.
It is. It is, and there are quite a few young people because there's quite a few people who've graduated from college and, mm-hmm. you know, virtually put, and there were people talking about that today at Occupy Lake Worth. And I was going to talk about the young lady who was putting it all together or who was doing the most amount of organizing at the very beginning. And her name was Rachel, and she's lively gal, and I know she's going to be coming on and giving reports with us. And basically, the folks that were there were my age, a few, well, our age, quite a few older, and I'd say there was probably about 20% young people, but they were very dedicated college students and out of school without a job, and even people that are, you know, have no, you know, further education. What do you call that when you have a degree? Extra education. You know, really getting
higher education.
Higher education. Yes. Well, I've got the higher education going on right now. But here's the thing. There were all kinds of people from all walks there. It was a wonderful gathering. So, and I know that from what I've seen of what Tampa was doing, it's been pretty cool. You guys have quite a few people too.
Well, they said we had close to 2,000 on Thursday, which I think that probably would have been the number of the people that were coming and going, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's okay, that the coming and going. You know, the people that actually marched, I think, were like 600 to 700. And, of course, the local media downplayed that number considerably. Even some of our own alternative media downplayed that number. But you can watch the videos of the march, which they have.
Yeah.
And you can see for yourself that it's a lot more than 200, 300 people. You know,
right.
There were a couple shots that were taken in the video that were, you know, that went down the street from in Tampa from Sacred Heart Church all the way up to the federal building. And you can see it, the sidewalks are just jammed. And that was both sides of the sidewalk, not just one. So both sides
of
the road. So.
It's I've seen quite a few. They're posted all over, especially if you're watching the Global Revolution Live. They have,
mm-hmm.
you know, or Twitter, you get links, and it takes you to videos and all kinds of media. And I have been watching for most of the day, actually, since I got back from this initial meeting here in Lake Worth. And they marched through. Nobody has an accurate number, but it was just loads of people. They know it's over 1,000. That marched through the streets of the Old Town or Gaslight District of San Diego a couple of days ago. It's really catching on. And there's all kinds of, and I know that on Tuesday, Dusty takes the helm here, and I know she's going to be talking about this, but I have to bring it up today because basically, it happened today at the. We were all doing smaller groups and getting to know one another before anybody began to speak. And there was a guy coming around handing out flyers with information on it, and he said, "I'd like to hand you a contract." And I said, "A contract?" And I looked down. It was the Van Jones people. And I've heard this from other people just on Facebook and through emails trying to get myself some correspondence to come and call in and give numbers, you know, that the Van Jones people are all through the new Occupy Wherever co-opting, basically. And I said, well, you're soliciting what from me? And when I began to ask him those questions, the whole group turned around and was wanting, because everybody's accepting everybody's flyers. Everybody's very friendly, you know. Well, what do you have to offer? And everybody should be. It's mm-hmm. a community, good feeling effort. We want to keep the good feel there.
You just want to make sure that it doesn't get co-opted and the message gets changed.
Right, and Van Jones is basically a co-opter, and MoveOn.org is a co-opting kind of a presence over this whole thing. I have heard, I got to tell you, I have been listening to the, and you can find the definition over at the true definition over at roundtree7.com with a post by Kroll, but the worm tongues, those talking heads, those talking and writing heads on the ultra left side or far left mm-hmm. who've been giving their erasats of disapproval or approval of the Occupy Wall Street movement, while sort of picnicking on the lack of leadership and goals, or aka the old way, you know, or their way in their day of doing it. And it's usually because their ideals are not being expressed. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's something almost corporate about it, you know, the way they've been doing this. I mean, there's over 1,100 cities now throughout the world that are
mm-hmm.
actually signed up for Occupy and Together, and this is by October 15th. Have you seen that out there?
Well, what I've seen is, you know, several different groups. I mean, there's a lot of groups that are going down there. And Cynthia McKinney even put out a dispatch about, you know, be careful because this movement can get co-opted. And the meme on the media is the fact that it's younger people with no younger people with no leader, with no central message. And she said, be very, very careful about that. Apparently, Wall Street Occupy Wall Street has told Move On to go F itself. And also, they told Russell Simmons not to go back or not to come back.
That makes sense to me because I've listened to both of those entities, both Russell Simmons. He was on MSNBC last week during midday or morning. And he was basically just trying to co-opt it right there on television, and he was doing such a fumble bad job of it.
Well, I'll tell you something about Russell Simmons. He was all about backing Dennis Kucinich when I was staff for Dennis Kucinich's campaign in 2008. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he would call me or get in touch with me on the social media. Well, his people would. And then I would, you know, put them to the right people so they could get tickets to Dennis's events all over the East Coast. And then in the very long run, he ended up not supporting Dennis. He was giving money to Dennis, both Dennis and Edwards. So Kucinich and Edwards were getting fundraising money from him. And he ended up pulling out of support for Kucinich and going with Edwards. And, of course, we all know what happened to Edwards. But all I know is that, you know, these people that are co-opting need to sit back, let the leader. They don't need to be the leaders. They need to sit back and let the movement grow. Yeah,
right.
Let the movement grow and morph and change. It's a living entity. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, and you know what? You've actually put up there's someone in the room that goes by the acronym of BURN, and thank you for your information today, BURN. He says that Russell Simmons is partially responsible for the dumbing down of hip-hop used to distort and by proxy create a negative black male archetype. Well, I don't know how true that is.
Interesting.
I don't know how true that is or not. But I do know that he sounded like a real horse's ass on MSNBC, and then I guess he went down and told them that he could bring a couple of 100,000 people more to their cause, and that's not what they're looking for. In fact, here is, and I know Dusty's going to be doing the same thing, and I think David will be taking a weekend day, and he'll do the same thing. Why don't we just actually give a listen to basically the General Assembly's declaration? It doesn't take long, and Keith Olbermann does it well.
The New York Daily News has tweeted at this hour that police are indeed pepper spraying and arresting Occupy Wall Street protesters on Wall Street. Additionally, I can see protesters in Kettled area on Wall and Broadway doing jazz hands in air. Additionally, we had told you earlier from Ryan Devereaux of Democracy Now, who's on the program earlier in the week, that he reports from Broadway and Wall Street, protesters attempted to enter the Wall Street area after the basically 12-block march from Foley Square back to Zuccotti Park via City Hall, that police pushed back, fights ensued, random pepper spraying into that crowd that tried to occupy Wall Street, literally to get onto Wall Street. Police on horseback came out. More police showed up. Arrests were made. Ryan Devereaux said he personally saw at least 20 people arrested. Obviously, nothing close to the 700 at Brooklyn Bridge on Saturday, but barricades were knocked down. And so after an extraordinarily peaceful and accomplished-filled day, the Occupy Wall Street protesters, as night falls in New York, it's an entirely different scene, and we're going to continue to provide you with details as they come into us here at the control desk. For the whole of the time that the Occupy Wall Street protesters have been making their case for a sea change in the way we Americans permit big business to draw and quarter and circumscribe our lives. Media, too corrupt or too dense to understand anything more complicated than whether the blonde is missing or the verdict is guilty, have parroted what do they want, what is their catchphrase. In our third story, it is not a catchphrase, but it is a declaration of what they want. that the document, which I will read in full in a moment, is not a list of laws to be repealed nor politicians to be elected, may only confuse the precocious ninth graders now passing for TV anchor newsmen these days, but the absence of the kind of painted footsteps with which they used to mark the floors of dance instruction studios is, in a way, breathtaking. The 2x4 that Errol Lewis described, it implies that there is so much to change, that such a tipping point has been reached, that some easy-to-apply band-aids just are not going to be enough. And it implies that the commentators and politicians and moneyed interests that do not come to understand the scope of what must change will be without influence and without power before they realize that the change has happened. So with that as preamble, here is, formally and finally, what Occupy Wall Street says and wants. It is, in essence, their special comment. As we gather together in solidarity to express a feeling of mass injustice, we must not lose sight of what brought us together. We write so that all people who feel wronged by the corporate forces of the world can know that we are your allies. As one people, united, we acknowledge the reality that the future of the human race requires the cooperation of its members, that our system must protect our rights, and upon corruption of that system, it is up to the individuals to protect their own rights and those of their neighbors, that the democratic government derives its just power from the people, but corporations do not seek consent to extract wealth from the people and the earth, and that no true democracy is attainable when the process is determined by economic power. We come to you at a time when corporations, which place profit over people, self-interest over justice, and oppression over equality, run our governments. We have peaceably assembled here, as is our right, to let these facts be known. They have taken our houses through an illegal foreclosure process, despite not having the original mortgage. They have taken bailouts from taxpayers with impunity and continue to give executives exorbitant bonuses. They have perpetuated inequality and discrimination in workplaces based on age, the color of one's skin, sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation. They have poisoned the food supply through negligence and undermined the farming system through monopolization. They have profited off the torture, confinement, and cruel treatment of countless animals and actively hide these practices. They have continuously sought to strip employees of the right to negotiate for better pay and safer working conditions. They have held students hostage with tens of thousands of dollars of debt on education, which is itself a human right. They have consistently outsourced labor and used that outsourcing as leverage to cut workers' health care and pay. They have influenced the courts to achieve the same rights as people with none of the culpability or responsibility. They have spent millions of dollars on legal teams that look for ways to get them out of contracts in regards to health insurance. They have sold our privacy as a commodity. They have used the military and police force to prevent freedom of the press. They have deliberately declined to recall faulty products, endangering lives in pursuit of profit. They determine economic policy, despite the catastrophic failures their policies have produced and continue to produce. They have donated large sums of money to politicians who are responsible for regulating them. They continue to block alternate forms of energy to keep us dependent on oil. They continue to block generic forms of medicine that could save people's lives or provide relief in order to protect investments that have already turned a substantial profit. They have purposely covered up oil spills, accidents, faulty bookkeeping, and inactive ingredients in pursuit of profit. They purposefully kept people misinformed and fearful through their control of the media. They have accepted private contracts to murder prisoners, even when presented with serious doubts about their guilt. They have perpetuated colonialism at home and abroad. They have participated in the torture and murder of innocent civilians overseas. They continue to create weapons of mass destruction in order to receive government contracts. To the people of the world, we, the New York City General Assembly, occupying Wall Street and Liberty Square, urge you to assert your power, exercise your right to peaceably assemble, occupy public space, create a process to address the problems we face, and generate solutions accessible to everyone. To all communities that take action and form groups in the spirit of direct democracy, we offer support, documentation, and all the resources at our disposal. Join us and make your voices heard. The statement issued from Zuccotti Park by the General Assembly at Occupy Wall Street.
That's a pretty neat declaration. I like the way that the way Olbermann reads it too, but I'm partial to the fellow. I'll tell you what, you got to give props here too to ABC, because Diane Sawyer kind of snapped back on the whole thing, I guess, on World News Tonight, or is that it, on ABC?
I haven't watched it, unfortunately. I was so busy because I've been taking care of the blogs for Occupy Tampa, so I've been blogging pretty much all day.
I actually caught this on Twitter for Occupy Wall Street, and basically Diane Sawyer, she deserves props. She turned around, she said it. The protest is easily summed up. People are tired of corporate and political greed. She said that live on air. You know, that took some ovaries.
Well, she's a very, very respected woman in her career, too. So, you know, the fact that she said it and she put it out there, people are going to listen. I wanted to mention two things.
Sure.
Roseanne Barr's talk, the first thing she said when she went to Wall Street, the first time she went to Wall Street, was she said, "You must unite." She said, "All these groups and everything coming together, that's great." She said, "I salute you." She said, "But you must unite. Don't form a new group. Don't do all these things where you're forming and you're the one leading. Look up who else is doing it and then walk in as a volunteer." She said, "Don't, in other words, unite around the people that have already done the work."
Right.
And that was really important.
Solidarity, hang together, be yourself,
yeah,
with the rest of the crowd. Yes.
Exactly.
I agree that.
And the other thing she said was, uniting is the most important thing you can do. And she said, and let it sink in. She just looked around at the crowd and she said, let that sink in. And then the other thing that I wanted to note, which was just news I got the past hour, is Jesse Ventura went down there.
I heard.
And I
actually watched the 15-minute video of him down there. Did you? In Minneapolis?
I didn't watch the 15-minute one. I watched the one that was kind of cut down, I think, to 6 minutes. And the media was trying to get him to say something about leadership or whatever. And he said, no, I'm not the leader here. These people here that are already putting this together, they're all the leaders. He said, I'm probably one of the most highly elected people that's come down here.
In the longer run, he goes on and he says, what I want to be is the political face of this. They need someone like me to be the political face of the movement. And I thought, but it's not about politics, and I don't think Mr. Ventura was understanding that. Or am I wrong? Or was it on that one, too?
Well, I listened to it, and I don't think he meant it like maybe that came out. He just wanted people to know that he's one of the first political people that's actually stood up and come down, because most of them would not dare. Let's face it.
You're right. You're right. I have yet to see. I can't remember a politician going down there, but wasn't there somebody?
Well, I'm
who went
one.
Down last week?
I mean, I'm elected. I'm elected.
That's
and I went
true.
Down.
You are. Good Lord, you're a part of it too.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think people should let their fear drive them. I think if they believe in what's going on down there, or they need to ask questions, get your butt away from the TV, get in your car, and go to the event that's closest to you and ask questions, you know?
Find out
what it's about. And I wanted to make another note. This was a list of demands that Occupy Wall Street did, and I think it was beautifully written. They must have had a lot of legal help with that, but it was just beautifully worded, and it really was a declaration. We didn't do what is called a list of demands. We did a wish list, and it was written on a sailcloth that could be rolled up and used like a scroll.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that wanted to could write on it. And it was really, I thought that was a nice turnaround. Instead of a list of demands, which kind of connotates...
It's a wonderful commemorative. Did it have a lot of really good constructive points to
Oh yeah.
That's wonderful.
And I thought, Yeah, I liked the fact that it was called a wish list instead of a list of demands. You know, I thought I mean, I just thought that was a more positive way to frame it, even though I do not object to a list of demands as a terminology being used, you know. It was turning it around and making it more positive.
Yeah, and I guess that there's the yin and the yang of this, and both have to be observed. One of the things that I think the Wall Street General Assembly would probably say is that the reason it's a list of demands is because that is the nature of why they are there. They're there because they've been fed up. So if they're putting out a declaration, it's through the voice of a demand, and it's not voice, but a different word that describes exactly what it is, other than a demand, in a more legal term. And I can't remember what it is. After all, are the politician. What is it, Anita? What is the word that you use instead of demand?
I like declaration. I like that word. I think declaration is a beautiful word. We declare this. We are speaking out, you know, a declaration. I like the wish list, but if we were to put something together as Occupy Tampa, I would probably suggest let's use the word declaration, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
There's nothing
Sounds
negative
good.
Or positive about it. It's just kind of, you know, we state this. You know, and when you get
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Our Declaration of Independence was. That's a Declaration of Independence is we state this, and here it is. And now it also kind of connotates, here's our declaration. Now, what are you going to do about it? You have to take action. The ball's in your court.
Nobody, and Occupy Wall Street has really made demands. What they've done is just that, a declaration, as we listen to Keith Olbermann reading it off there.
Mm-hmm.
They stated why they're pissed off. Yeah, they stated why they're pissed off. And they did a really good job of it because, you know what, it appeals beyond the boundaries or borders of this country. It has seeped or it has swept into global communities, and that's just stunning. That is just stunning.
Mm-hmm.
When people sit and, you know, do their Arizat spins as talking heads on these shows recently, the only person today I saw stand up and in integrity was Naomi Klein on that Chris Hayes show. When people are doing all this yakety-yakety about things, they're not really addressing the situation. They say, oh, well, you know, this is they're going to not get very far because they're not making any kind of constructive political affiliations and la, la, la. They're going about it wrong. Well, it's like I was saying. They want them to do it the old way or their way, the way it was done before. And everybody who was involved in the Occupy movement right now, from Tampa to Wall Street to Portland, Oregon, to Los Angeles, to all the millions of little, or millions, you know, actually now thousands, over a thousand, so all the hundreds of communities that are doing this in an organic fashion with them using, you know, as Occupy Wall Street, the General Assembly said you can borrow our template and just carry it on. And it's sweeping past borders. This is my long way of saying, sorry about that, nothing like this has ever been done before.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that I've been doing, which I encourage everybody,
a list of grievances and a declaration. It's
yeah,
a list of grievances. Yeah.
Another thing that I can suggest to people listening that, you know, if you back the Occupy movement in your area, simply go on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and make your middle name Occupy Tampa or Occupy Miami or Occupy Atlanta or whichever Occupy you're going to. Just make your middle name Occupy.
I saw where you did that. You can do that. You can change your name.
Your middle name is optional. Uh-huh, your middle name is optional. It takes 2 seconds to go into your account and go into your settings and change the middle name or put one in if you don't have one in there. And
That's an excellent idea. Thank you. I saw yours doing that. That is a great idea. Thank you. We do have another caller online from the 775 area code. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, Gwen. It's Pinko.
Oh, hey, Pinko. How you doing, Brad?
Doing good. Don't call me Brad. Hurt my feelings.
Okay, Pinko. I'm so sorry. How's everything going in Reno?
Good. We just got out of our second General Assembly. Went for about an hour and 20 minutes, and then about 20 or 30 of us stayed for another hour. Talking amongst ourselves. The reason I chimed in just now is that it's my understanding that Facebook limits the number of times you can change the name of your account, and which is why I still have Brad on mine, because I'm not allowed to change it just to Abear, which is what I really go by, and then Pinko on the show. So if you change to Occupy as a middle name, I think you get two changes or one changes, and then they lock you in. So I just that's at least my experience, unless Facebook has changed their rules lately.
Thank you.
Okay,
that's
good to know. I did not know that. And I've seen so many other people flip their middle names or change them completely or put them in when they don't have them in there. And I wasn't sure about limitations, so thanks for letting us know.
When I started, I had my full name because I was trying to get a hold of, like, grade school and high school, you know, friends just for kids.
Right.
And I don't go by that name, by Brad, anymore, and haven't since, you know, like 1980. So when I tried to change it, I went from Bradley to Brad, and then they wouldn't let me change it to what I wanted to, and they said, I'm locked in. But also, one other thing about Facebook while we're on this, there's an application – for anybody who's got a smartphone, whether it's as long as it's got it's a smartphone with a video camera, there is an application called Bambuser, BAMBUSER, Bambuser. You can go to bambuser.com, and what you can do is you can live stream to your Facebook through Bambuser.
Wow.
And it's the only I know it's the only one that does this. I've just been testing it out the last couple of days, and it works very well on low quality. When I go to high quality, it crashes and gets choppy. But for those who are, you know, in Tampa or wherever you guys are, download the app, go to bambuser.com, get the app, and then tell it to, you know, post to your Facebook or post to your website, wherever you want it. And when you crank up your phone and start videotaping, videoing, it'll record it for you, and it'll post it for you. It's, you know, you got to tell it where to go, and it's really easy to use.
Interesting. Thank you for telling us.
Really do appreciate it.
One other thing before I go, just back to listening. I like declarations. I like declaration way better than any other ones because it's just it's declarative, you know. It is what it is.
It is. I like it too.
And as far as Occupy Reno goes, we hashed some things out. People signed up for all the different committees, and we're going to meet next week in the park, and you know, people will be working all week together in the committees, but we'll meet together in the park next week. But probably won't really start an occupation, an actual camping out occupation, for at least another week or so, because it's still in the
planning.
Thank you. As know.
Thank you for telling us. You keep us posted with all of that, will you?
Sure. Can I ask you guys, whoever's involved in one, how many planning weeks, how long did it take in the planning and the getting consensus and hashing things out before people actually started showing up and occupying or assembling?
For Tampa, there was one meeting and only 12 showed up. 12 showed up the first time. So I guess they developed a really good strategy, because a week later, there was something like 300 people in the park. And then third assembly, which was Thursday, we ended up having probably close to 2,000, but they were coming and going all day, and then about 600 to 700 marched at the end of the day. So it's been just since like the last weekend of September. Then October 1st was the first real assembly with a lot of people. The one in September had only 12 people. And then Thursday was just, you know, huge. So we're expecting this to grow.
I'm a little worried, not worried, but one of the things that I'm wondering about over here is, now we've had a meeting on Wednesday, a meeting on Saturday. We're going to have another meeting next Saturday, but we haven't, showed up, outside Skank of America or the federal building or anything yet. So maybe we're going slow. I don't know.
Well, I think every group has an organic emotion to it, if you can feel it out. I think it has something to do with whoever is the alpha voice in it, too. I mean, everything is General Assembly and stuff, but there's always a few alpha voices, and those are the energy patterns or the, motion detectors, I think, of any group. I was at my first one today, Pinko. Here it was the first one called because it was the first one anybody would say they were coming to online, in Lake Worth here. And everybody from the surrounding town saw that we had people meeting at the little park by the bridge. And we thought only about 40 people were coming. We ended up with close to 300, and everybody got to know each other pretty well. We did the organic, the amplification of voices thing, and the copy, all of that, which was very, very, very good stuff. And we decided on a couple of people to take the responsibility of General Assembly, and who was enabled to come the whole distance, come and occupy, because we know some are and some are coming and going constantly, like myself. So we decided that we're going to meet. We got rained out very hard with lots of wind at the very end. But basically, we're meeting again next Saturday, and we're going to, people who can do it and who is dedicated to doing it is being advised to bring supplies, a bedroll, because we're going to choose the place of occupation and occupy beginning next Saturday.
Okay.
No, we have not chosen it yet, because we got all of these people from surrounding towns that wanted to join us, so we had to sort of expand the structure of the organics, if you will, of the group to the area instead of just this designated town. Everybody came over to us.
Gotcha. All right, well, one of the, just to maybe throw this out there, I don't know what other ones are like, but we passed, I don't know if it's a pastor resolution, but there was a consensus on this, that we're not going to call ourselves protesters. We're going to not use the word protest or demonstrator or demonstration, and we are assemblers or we are occupiers, because there's a feeling that the words are very important. Everybody can go on a march and on a rally and then go home at the end of the day and feel good that they did something, right?
Right.
Yeah, this is about First Amendment rights to assemble. So we're assemblers when we're assembling on the sidewalks or whatever we do, or we're assembling in the park or in front of the federal building, and we want to always refer to ourselves as occupiers or assemblers rather than demonstrators or protesters. I was wondering what your thoughts on that are, and have you heard any other groups talk about using only that kind of language?
I love it. I do too. I like assemblers, but on the show every day, you know, I'm having to develop a talent that Pinko the Bear up all night on Blog Talk Radio with Pacific Times is able to do so well, which is stream of consciousness. I'm having to have to develop that as I go along, so people have to excuse and pardon me. But one thing I've been doing is creating a small language or short speak for myself, and occupiers is something I've naturally been saying.
Excellent.
Yeah, I definitely like those terms.
Okay. All righty. Well, I will go back to listening, and thanks for having me on, and I'll just continue listening here.
Always.
But I'm part.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Pinko. Bye-bye. That's Pinko the Bear, Up All Night with Pinko the Bear. He has a Blog Talk Radio show. You can find him right here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's worth every minute. The guy has a wonderful sense of humor and a wry wit, but he's also extremely smart about these things, and he has a library in his head of why and what and how and where as far as what is First Amendment and union and the Brotherhood of Fairness that helps us all to be equal. I'm going to open the phone right now. Boy, you believe I got all that shit out of my mouth. Was that bullshit or was that bullshit, Anita? Did I do a good job for Pinko the Bear, man? I love him. Anyways, let me open the mic for Dusty.
I'm trying to use my house phone, so bear with me because it sucks. I hate this phone. I was just going to – he was saying how he was getting impatient, you know, with his group in Reno because they're having a lot of meetings. They haven't done anything yet. We actually have an Occupy Bakersfield. And the only way I found out about it was on the evening news Friday night, and they had their first meeting and demonstration on the same day. So those guys aren't letting any moss grow under their feet. I'm waiting for the second meeting so that I can attend it, you know, because I was like, damn, you know, why didn't anybody tell me? So, no, I'm looking forward to it. And they're obviously moving very, very fast here in Redneckistan, which really pleases me to no end, but...
I love that.
Yeah, well, honey, we've been represented by the GOP for 100 years and counting, so they control this area lock, stock, and barrel. But
what state are you in?
California. I'm in Bakersfield, California.
Oh, okay.
It's in the south end of the San Joaquin Valley.
Right.
But no, there's a small but active group, I guess, that's willing to... take on the right-wing nut jobs that run our county and our city in particular. So it'll be interesting to see how this grows. There's been an Occupy Fresno from the beginning, but that's like 2.5-3 hours away from me, and it's just too far because of my recently surgically repaired back to join that group. So I'm really excited about the fact that there's a very small, and there's only 6 people. If you go to Occupy Together and you click on events and you click on Bakersfield, you can go to the Bakersfield Occupy site, and there's all of 6 members. but the one thing I am proud of as far as Bakersfield, this is going slightly off topic, ever since the wars in Afghanistan started in Iraq, every single Friday, I think it's Friday, it's either Friday or Wednesday, I'm not sure which at this point, they've had an anti-war protest on the same street corner for the last 10 years. And it goes from anywhere from 2 people to 10 people to 20 people. They've even had as many as, you know, 50 people in that corner. But those people never give up. And I'm sure those are probably the same group of people that are joining the Occupy Bakersfield movement. You know, and we've got huge cities like L.A. and New York and Tampa and every place else. And I just wonder how many of those cities have been having constant, nonstop anti-war demonstrations, you know. So we might be in a really red part, the reddest part of California, but there's a very small group of us that, you know, that still feel as we do, and we're willing to get out there regardless of, you know, the fact that they scream at us, they honk at us, they throw things at us, and, you know, we march anyway, screw them. But,
you represent them very well. You're representing them very well. You're giving them kudos as you know, nobody, I never knew that for 10 years without fail there was protest and demonstration in one city in the country. So it's
especially
an education,
a little,
I'm sure,
a
for
little
the audience.
Far, you know, and it's not a little city, but I consider it little when I'm from San Diego and Los Angeles and places like that, but because I've only lived here for 10 years, but without fail, I get to notice every week that they're having their protests and their anti-war demonstration, and they're rain or shine every friggin' week for the last 10 years. So, you know, I really have to give them kudos. And like I said, I'm sure the people who show up there every week are part of the 6 people that have signed up for the Occupy Bakersfield. And I'm really looking forward to when they have their next meeting.
I think that with an established group that is probably a big part of it that you're talking about, you'll go quicker maybe than what is happening. I've heard that it takes a week, week and a half, something like that, because people are unsure when they first approach the group how it's going to work out, how it works from the beginning. Everybody has the idea. At some point, they are wanting to occupy just the same as Wall Street is, and that means 24/7. And that kind of commitment is a little, you know, it's a little
daunting.
People are going to want to know what the elasticity is of it. And there is elasticity into it. I mean, I myself have limited availability to attend, but I have other ways of supporting, like with the show and putting out information that way and keeping track of this group here, my group, my home group, and everybody who is on the show with me so far, like Dusty and David, or Crow, as people can see, who are in the chat room, are all part of their group wherever they are. You know, and it's kind of, and it's not kind of, but it's really wonderful that there's the ability in so many places for people to go and meet up with others. It's just expanding quicker than any.
Oh, yeah.
How many?
Well,
it's stunning to me because I've watched it in 3 days, because I keep going back to the OccupyTogether.org site, and I keep looking because, you know, I want to give the information here over that, and I'm stretching things too far when I have guests, so tell me to shut up sometimes. But I'm seeing that, you know, have you been noticing it too, Anita? I mean, you go over to OccupyTogether.org, and it was, you know, 600 and some odd places, and then it was 800 and some odd places, then it was 900. Now it's close to 1,100 different
places. Yeah, they're just growing over there. They just keep growing. I actually had just pulled up the website and was just looking at it. They have it linked to the meetups. Unfortunately, a lot of people aren't using Meetup because there is a charge for that now. But what I like about, they have a Ustream also. But, yeah, the locations
They did change the front page. They did change the front page in Occupy Together. It used to have an events tag, and that's gone now. And I kind of don't like that. I really like the way it was before, because I think it was laid out a lot better. So
I don't like the meetup. but not everybody uses Meetup, so they're going to maybe have to put a map there to show.
Well, and the other thing I found, too, is there's other groups trying to co-opt and join this, because when I went online and Googled Occupy Bakersfield, the first one that came up had all kinds of ads on it and stuff like that, and immediately I saw a Rand Paul ad, I went, nope.
They've co-opted the URLs, is what they've done.
If you go to Occupy Tampa. These guys aren't linked. The guys who took the name Occupy Bakersfield are not linked to Occupy Together at all. They won't allow them to.
Yeah. Well, this is what's happened here. If you go to Occupy Tampa or OccupyOrlando.com, those sites are co-opted by somebody else.
Yeah,
our
that's what happened here.
Our website at Tampa is OccupyTampa.org. So you have to be very careful which site
exactly.
you're hitting up. You know.
Well, what
so
I did was I went to the Occupy Together site and got to it through there. That's how I did it. Instead of Googling it, I got to the OccupyTogether.org site and went that way. It's the longer way, but it was the way that I knew that I was getting into the true group. And then once I found the Occupy Bakersfield true site, it had the Facebook page and everything, so then I could sign up for all of that. You know, but it really pissed me off
Ladies, without all of the explanations here, how do people who are listening to the show actually find their site or get in touch? What would be the process for them to get in touch if they find nothing where they're located? Does anybody know that?
I think you would contact the people at OccupyTogether.org and ask if there's a group that's not listed yet, and they would probably get back to you and say, no, do you want to start one? I'm just assuming because I haven't tried that.
I tried to Google Occupy Bakersfield. I think it's a real good idea for me to get in touch with them. Their contact is info@OccupyTogether.org. If anybody's interested and is listening and they want some information about it, like Dusty said, it would probably be a good idea to get directly in touch with the people mm-hmm. who are running that site, who are affiliated with the OWS movement.
Exactly.
And it's info@OccupyTogether.org. It's important because there's a lot of places I post up, like Pinko the Bear does, and the Wild Wild Left, Diane posts up on several places, that on Facebook and other social nets, but primarily on Facebook and Twitter is what we use, and blogs we know of, in all of those different places to post when we're doing shows and such, and to put public relations stuff, you know, this is what's up. I want to put it out there. Here's information that's concerning that. You really want to know where you're going to go to post all of that and get the information and connection. A lot of people are using Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Let me give you this information real quick here. I just pulled up OccupyTampa.com. At mm-hmm. the bottom, it has a copyright, 2011, OccupyTampa.com. It has ads on it. At the bottom of the page, you can pull it up yourself, says Solidarity, join the Occupy Party in organizing all the Occupy movements and representing the 99%. When you go to the top of the website, there's a huge banner that says Senator Rand Paul. And it has
that's the same one that's in Bakersfield. That's the same one
sign
for
the right
OccupyBakersfield.com.
Yeah, sign the right to work petition Obama fears. Click here. And then between these videos they have up, they have videos up. There's
the
like Rick Perry in 2012 and, you know, different ads. So for people pulling up OccupyWhateverYourCityIs.com, those are not sites that belong to Occupy Together or Occupy Whatever Your City Is. You must go to, like, like, for instance, OccupyTampa.org. Do not go to these .com sites. They are not our sites, and they have been co-opted. So
no,
there
right.
you go.
That's a template of the same one that I pulled up when I Googled it in for Bakersfield.
Exactly.
Exactly. So they bought somebody, some group has bought a huge bunch of .coms with all these cities' names under it, you know, and they're not affiliated at all.
We do
right.
have the correct information here on where to go because David went, Carell went and got it, and there is a link here. It's HTTP, you know, the :// www.meetup.com/backoccupytogether. That is the one you need, especially if you're a newbie or you're wanting to put something together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or
that
like
way you can make sure you're not forming something.
Do it off of the OccupyTogether.org site. You can do it. Go in, ask backwards, and do it that way.
Okay, I'm pulling that
but
up.
That's
now.
How I found it.
Okay, well, it's the easiest, simplest route to give listeners is the meetup.com/backoccupytogether, and they can get in and get what they need in a simple fashion. And anything we can do to put the information out, let people know what's going on out there as far as Occupy goes. It's a service that's used by the OccupyTogether.org site, basically.
And it's new.
So,
evidently it's new.
At the bottom of that page, when you pull it up, it has see all the Occupy meetups. It's like a hyperlink. Let me go back to the page, and I can tell you exactly what it says.
You can actually...
It says, when see all Occupy Together communities. You click in that, and all of them will pull up on the map and also written out.
That's the great place to get to. Yeah. That map is something, isn't it?
I wish it was alphabetized. I'm scrolling to the cities here, and the cities are literally... I mean, there's hundreds, and, you know, they're not alphabetical, so you have to kind of scroll through them. But this is where the tool that you would use, if you're in your local area and there isn't one forming, then you can go in here and see if it's forming, and if it's not, then form it. It's that simple.
There you go.
you know,
technology, it seems like the technology are the boots allowing this movement to march on, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at cities here from Iceland.
Cities
here from Iceland, from Yellowknife in the Yukon, up in Canada, northern Canada. Let's see. There's the Orient everywhere. It's just Palermo, Italy. I mean, this is just amazing. Osaka in Japan. I mean,
wow.
This is crazy.
Well, they need Japan to be involved.
Oh,
in
yeah.
This.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I did go see the mother of all nuclear information the other night, which was just an amazing, amazing talk by Dr. Helen Caldicott.
Yeah.
And
she
was just incredible. But in any case, I'm scrolling through these cities and they're coming from everywhere. England, Perth, Australia. I mean, all these cities are listed here. So it's just check this list if you want to form a group and there's one not near you. You better check this list really carefully. Make sure somebody's already not forming one. But I hope that they can somehow get this alphabetized so people can just look up stuff easier.
Yes.
You know.
It's incredible. It's incredible. So we lost Dusty. I did hear her mic was a little bit scratchy. I hope we get her back. Well, actually, we've been here an hour and 10 minutes. We're doing very good on a Saturday. There, have you got any announcements, Anita, from the Tampa group that you would like to put out?
Well, Occupy Tampa will be meeting tomorrow for the General Assembly. Let me get information on that. I'm pulling it up right now. Sunday, October 9th, Tampa Bay General Assembly at 11 a.m. You know, these people don't like to get up early. Not on a Sunday. So that'll be Likes Gaslight Park, 401 Franklin Street. It's actually on the corner of Franklin and Madison, and right in the heart of downtown Tampa. And they have a carpool on the main website, so you can click right on the main website at OccupyTampa.org. And, you know, if you need a ride, somebody where you live is going down there. So post a note.
Yes, people have been very, very generous with one another in this. A lot of people are giving other people rides in my area to this event, too. So we've given out the information we have. I'm also trying to cultivate some kind of correspondence between different Occupy towns and groups to give us more information here. This is, you know, this is just a little blog talk radio show for Sundays, and we'll be here tomorrow with our regular show, myself and Jack Jodell. And we basically have begun for the last, I don't know, Anita, how many days we've been doing it so far, but this is...
Oh, I can't even count. Now it's every damn day, so...
Yeah, it's every damn day. This
every
is
damn day.
Basically a very simple, and as my friend Diane says, kitchen table production that is in solidarity, first of all, with Occupy Wall Street. And every group that is involved, right on down to the ones that are even not even realizing they're going to be there, it's a solidarity. And this is also a boycott against MSM Media. You know, they really aren't doing such a hot job. We're trying to take some of the news and information that's happening and put it out there on the airwaves. And, of course, it's all focused on the Occupy phenomenon and movement. I'm sorry, scratch that. And with a little bit of this and that brought back in and out of it. And I thank you, Anita, for coming in and telling us what's going on at Occupy Tampa. And thank you for being our positive politician on the spot.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's just it. I'm doing this just as normal person, citizen, you know, but even being elected, you know, I could see 10 years ago what was going on. I mean, the only reason I ran for office was to try to make a difference. And I'm on a simple, you know, soil and water board, but... You know, who knows where this will take me, you know. That's kind of how I look at it.
Well, and you do such a wonderful job of networking and supporting people, and it should not go for not noticing. There's also, I want to let people know that Santa Cruz has come into the Occupied Cities family. They're part of Together, and they demonstrated. And they demonstrated out in front of some major banks, and basically made quite a spectacle there in their news community. And one other thing before we leave is that Representative Peter King is pressuring Homeland Security now to squash the Occupy Wall Street movement. The Brookfield Realty Corporation, I believe, is the ownership of Fucati Park, but they have not made a move against them as of yet. But the Republican representative, Peter King, is pushing very hard to have Homeland Security go in and quash it under some kind of, you know, terrorist la-la-la kind of attempt at putting it down. So basically, if you can and you have the time, and I'm sorry I didn't have the information, but you can bet that I'm going to have it tomorrow on tomorrow's show. I got this news a little bit late. I didn't have time to look it up. But look up Representative Peter King's page on the Internet. Hoist his phone number, hoist his email, and send your message, your thoughts on what he is suggesting that Homeland Security do with this movement. Let him know, please, people, just exactly how you would how you think, you know, he should really act, not squashing. Yeah, why am I keeping my language so clean today, Anita?
I don't know. Maybe you just maybe because it's like Saturday, the day before Sunday.
Listen, Representative Peter King is a motherfucker. So send him the email that tells him what kind of a fucking asshole he is. And to
you know what's on his page? Do you know what's on his page? Let me make fun of him for a minute, okay? On September 30th in Politico, they had an article that said, and this is linked on his page, on his congressman page, King praises Obama for Al-Awlaki killing. Okay.
Yeah.
And praise somebody for killing somebody. Daily News, Rezwan Firdaus arrested, accused of plotting attack on Pentagon, Capitol using exploding RC planes. What the hell is that about? The RC planes are reconnaissance planes.
Well, the whole point of it is that Representative Peter King, well, he's an opportunist is what he is. He's always been a publicity or camera opportunist. Jeez, I'm talking with the tangled tongue today. Basically, he's always been this way. Put my face in front of the camera. It's a good thing to go ahead and send him emails. Do you have his phone number? His office is Washington.
Let me look up his contact. I'm going to look up his. Oh, you know what? All these damn people that don't want to be contacted, they put the forms on their website. So if you go to,
I know. Nancy Pelosi reduced to it. Yeah,
it's PeteKing.house.gov/email.shtml. If you just go to his website, PeteKing.house.gov, just go to the red toolbar on the top and click on contact. And a form will pull up and give him a piece of your mind and just tell him, ask him why he's so friggin' paranoid, for one thing. Does he still think that terrorists took the towers down? Does he still think terrorists did that? You know, my personal belief is that, and this goes into a whole other topic, is that, you know, it was an inside job. And he probably already knows that. So,
well,
give him a piece of your mind.
There you go. That's a whole other show.
Yeah, exactly. Give him a piece of your mind and tell him, ask him why he's so friggin' paranoid, why he thinks everybody is a terrorist and out to get him. So he must have some kind of paranoid, delusional, psychiatric disorder, and maybe he needs help. I don't know, but
he's basically a douche nozzle, Dr. Woody would say.
Yeah.
His congressional number.
He needs help if he thinks everybody's a terrorist. You know,
his congressional contact number is 202-225-7897. That's 202-225-7896. I'm sorry, 96. 202-225-7896. And who uses fax?
Nobody.
Does anybody use a fax? But it, no. Thank you for being so comprehensive. You can find this information from Dusty in the chat room. All of his information is at the bottom of his contact page. So you can basically find what you need. Please give him a call. Give him a call at 202-225-7896 and let him know you're unhappy with what he has to say about the Occupy Wall Street movement. And if they want to know further, elaborate for him. Don't use any curse language, but if
no,
you
just ask
do
him
elaborate.
Why he's paranoid.
Yeah, if you do elaborate, they do have to basically tell you. I also want to make one other small announcement. We actually have an artist at work over at Roundtree 7. Krell has put together a really wonderful video that tells the story of the of the Wall Street occupation so far, what's happened. And it's really quite wonderful. And I'm going to play out tonight on the Coldplay song that he used to back it up, to put it to Panorama. It's a wonderful, wonderful, he's named it Clocks, like the song. And it's really the story in pictures and beautiful HD pictures of the story so far of Occupy Wall Street. So, Anita, thanks so much for being on with me tonight. And
well, thank you for having me, and you know, just really get with Pete King and tell him what's on your
absolutely.
On your mind.
Absolutely, we got to do that. And we will be back tomorrow with our actual regular show of Here Be Monsters. Myself and Jack Jodell, we are doing an organic show tomorrow with call-ins. And talking about what do you think we're going to be talking about? I bet Anita already knows.
All right. Well, listen, you have a great night. Thank you for what you do, okay? I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I want to thank Pinko for calling in. It was a really great thing you did, giving us that information and corrections. Appreciate. And don't forget that up late with Pinko the Bear. He's in Reno, but he's on the airwaves at night through cyberspace. And he is a great stream of consciousness fellow. He will keep you tuned in. And here we go. If you look, before I leave, if you will look in our chat room, you'll find the link to the images from the history of making Occupy Wall Street. And that's us for tonight. This is a Saturday show. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And okie doke.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Night. We have a little technical difficulty. So I'm going to say thank you so much for being with us. And we'll be on tomorrow at 7 p.m. Are you hearing me? I'm wondering if I'm being heard. I've got a little mic problem going on here. And if you can hear me, I thank you for listening, and that's tonight's show. I'm thanking Krell, Anita, Dusty, and Pinko, and everyone who's listening. This is Here Be Monsters for October 8th.